effective as their enforcement. The integrity of the game itself will continue to suffer as long as ownership goes unchecked, unquote. The Players Association also released a separate statement reading, quote, Cade Cunningham's potential ineligibility for postseason awards after a career-defining season is a clear indictment of the 65-game rule and yet another example of why it must be abolished or reformed to create an exception for significant injuries, unquote. NFL Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Lavonte David announced his retirement after 14 seasons.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Reuters reports that the Trump administration is seeking other sources of fertilizer amid the ongoing Iran war's shipping constraints. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CNBC that they've established licenses for Venezuela to produce more fertilizer and had discussions with Morocco, calling it an insurance policy against disruption for U.S. farmers. Hassett added, it's not saying we can eliminate what disruption there is so far, but we can minimize it. Federal farm support programs are playing an increasingly central role as American producers navigate a period of economic uncertainty, high costs, and weak commodity prices. USDA-administered programs have provided a financial backstop for many farmers facing tight margins. Industry groups say current conditions have made federal assistance essential for maintaining operations. Policymakers, however, are debating whether existing programs provide sufficient coverage, particularly as Congress works to finalize a new farm bill. A bipartisan group of senators have introduced legislation aimed at increasing transparency in fertilizer markets and potentially lowering costs for farmers. Senators Tammy Baldwin, Chuck Grassley, and Joni Ernst said the proposal would require the USDA to study competition, pricing trends, and supply factors. The USDA would be directed to publish a public report within a year examining things like market concentration, import reliance, and trade policy.
Ranchers, if you're looking for bulls to perform at high altitudes, don't miss the University of Wyoming's High Altitude Bull Test Sale and Field Day coming up Saturday, March 28th in Laramie at the UW Research and Extension Center. View bulls at 9, bull efficiency and market outlook at 10, lunch at noon, sale time 1 o'clock. This year selling 57 performance and PAP tested bulls from 12 consigners, including Angus, Sim Angus, Simmental, Hereford, and Charlet. Schedule, catalog, and online bidding at dbauction.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in choppy afternoon trading as optimism over easing tensions in the Middle East appears to be waning and as oil prices continue to spike. West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. benchmark, is rising to around $92 a barrel. Tech is the worst performer among the S&P 500 sectors, while energy and utilities are gaining. Software stocks are tumbling again, which could signal that investors are worrying about how artificial intelligence could upend the industry. And move over Amazon. FedEx is teaming with last mile delivery delivery provider OneRail to offer same-day delivery service. The move comes on the heels of Amazon's recent launch of speedier delivery options. The service will let shoppers choose two-hour or end-of-day delivery directly at checkout. Shares of FedEx are up nearly 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
If you're not familiar with the term boondoggle, consider the fact our federal government recently underwrote the total cost of a study dealing with Polish bisexual frogs. If that doesn't give you a hint, stand by. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
A while back, the federal government handed out a grant to some researchers to produce a study called The Demography of Happiness. They surveyed quite a few people to find out why some lead happier lives than others. They found, as a rule, that younger people were happier than older people, people with money were happier than those without it, and healthy people were happier than those who were sick. The cost for all of this was $249,000. $249,000 to find out that it's better to be young, rich, and healthy than old, sick, and poor. I mention this case to remind you that although the economy is sluggish, the federal boondoggle business is booming. A few years ago, a magazine receiving funds from the National Foundation on the Arts published a one-word poem for which it paid the author $500. The word was light, spelled with two extra consonants. Now, that would be hilarious if it weren't for the fact that some Americans go to bed hungry or without jobs while the federal arbiters of taste hand out frivolous gifts from the public purse. The Food and Drug Administration paid a Buffalo, New York company to conduct a study of why children fall off tricycles. The research engineers drew a profound conclusion. They fall off tricycles because they lose their balance or collide with an object. They also learned that children get longer legs as they get older, thus complicating the business of riding tricycles. Now, the purpose behind this survey was to help the FDA determine if it should issue safety design standards for tricycles. I'm not at all sure the government has any business considering such things, unless someone has proved that a lot of kids are injured riding tricycles, thus constituting a national problem. And no word of such a problem preceded the study. The Smithsonian Institution, which is federally funded, of course, isn't averse to putting in for some exotic boondoggles, too. Not long ago, it sent Congress a shopping list of research projects it wanted to sponsor, including reproductive rhythms of catfish in India, or how fishing boat crews cause conflicts in Yugoslavian peasant towns, and a study of Polish bisexual frogs. Now, some of these studies may serve a larger, more serious purpose. But one can only wonder why private sources and colleges and universities aren't taking these projects on for themselves. The frog study, for example, was intended to test some new methods for distinguishing between one species of animal and another. Now, that may be a legitimate scientific research objective, but is that what we have a federal government for? In recent years, a new cottage industry has sprung up to take advantage of federal boondoggles in the name of science and culture. A small army of bright wordsmiths and scholars will, for a fee, help prospective grantees dream up serious-sounding titles for their projects in order to impress Congress or a federal agency. Grant proposals are chock-full of persuasive salesmanship, stressing the vital nature of the grantee's project. That Congress takes such stuff seriously at all is a measure of how far we've strayed in recent years from the original purposes of federal government. There are a few congressmen who battle the boondoggles, who say, in effect, hey, wait a minute. What business does government have paying for this? What's the benefit to the taxpayers? What we need is a research program that'll tell us how we can get a few hundred more congressmen just like those others. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call Kevin at K Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 12:30. The bear is in the building, and that's an awful lot of volume in my headset. So sorry, folks. Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. They're doing a little work here at the station, so things are being adjusted as we speak. Protecting What Matters is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. From 12:30 to 1, we're going to be visiting with Karen Tallon, president of the Groves on 41. We're going to find out why and how the olive oil industry is becoming more important to California and Slo County, tips on choosing the best olive oil for every occasion, and of course, if you listen to KPRL and you hear Karen's commercials, you're surprised at the exploring the world of what you can pair olive oil with. So welcome back to Protecting What Matters, Karen.
Thank you, Barry. It's fun to be back.
I was going to call it olive oil kink, but I decided not to. And then from 1 to 2, we're going to be visiting with Joel Peterson, CEO of the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance. We'll talk about the growth and importance and economic impacts of North County's wine industry, changing tastes and demographics, plus basin water challenges facing our local wine industry, and the role of the Paso Robles Country Wine Alliance in attracting commerce and growth to our area. You can call in or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, Karen, most of our listeners know about the Groves on 41, but for those uninitiated, give us a high level of why and how you became interested in being an olive wrangler, and the top two or three things you've learned along the way.
Oh, my goodness. Two or three things? That could be an hour show right there. We lived in Los Angeles, and we were really looking for a bit of a healthier lifestyle. We were by the airport, and there's a lot of air pollution associated with an airport. And we were always visiting up here. So we decided to bite the bullet one day and move up here. And instead of working in security and parking revenues, and before that, defense microelectronics, I decided to become a farmer. And I realized, too, that I wasn't the only one that had this encore career. That there were other commercial growers here who had incredibly varied backgrounds. And again, on encore career, try farming. Kind of crazy, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, but I get it keeps you healthy, right?
Oh, it does. You don't have time to get sick.
That's funny. So tell me, you know, I know you just got back from a big conference in Stockton, and Tulare's the biggest olive oil growing region in California. So, you know, I guess it would be Tulare County, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But tell us why this has become such a booming industry in California, and what were your, again, takeaways from this conference that you went to?
Well, I think, you know, Barry, I think we're kind of like the wine industry, but we're just about 30 years, maybe 40 years behind them, where when you go into the grocery store 40 years ago, the wines were all jug wines on the bottom shelf. And now California has built an incredible reputation in their wine industry. Mm-hmm. Well, the olive oil, with olive oil, it's the antithesis of wine grapes. It's the fresher, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we happen to build a very fresh product here in California, and wherever good wine grapes grows, a great quiet climate and soil for olives.
Is it growing worldwide, too? I was at Costco yesterday, and they got a ton. And I know that's probably not the top quality like you guys are doing, but still, I mean, they had all kinds of new stuff in their aisle, and I noticed something from Australia for the first time and all that. So it must be growing worldwide as well, correct?
There is a worldwide growth. In fact, wherever good wine grapes are growing, it's a great place for olives. So yes, indeed, you're right. New Zealand, Australia, Chile, Argentina, all incredible growth areas.
And so this is, and it's growing here mainly because of our climate, right? And it's just a good place to be growing.
Climate and soil, mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
What kind of soil do you need? I mean, what are the attributes? I mean, the one thing that does grow at my place over in West Templeton is an olive tree. It must like really crummy soil, because that's the only thing that wants to grow.
It does. It does. You don't need to baby. In fact, one of our larger growers said that they realized that they were building a boring fruit by babying the trees and trying to give them enough measured water and... It's boring.
So the trees need to be stressed out, similar to grapes at some level, right?
Yeah, and I'm pretty good at stressing them. My city farming kicks in.
I had just got a picture of you walking up and down the roads with a whip.
Pruners, though.
Pruners,
even more serious.
That'll do it. Okay. So, I guess really olive oil is kind of at the forefront of the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again movement, and there's all kinds of health benefits. So why don't you, we've talked about this before, but I think it's important to go over this and why people really should be, I guess the recommended daily dose is about 2 teaspoons, teaspoons or tablespoons a day?
Tablespoons
a day.
Yeah.
So talk about the polyphenols and all that kind of stuff. I think it's kind of interesting, the science of it all.
It is. And our analysis, our lab analysis every year, our polyphenol counts are off the charts.
Really?
And we sacrifice quantity for quality.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that fruit when it's just a little bit more difficult to get off the tree and when it's just a little bit more smaller and build an excellent fruit that's high in polyphenols, makes wonderful oil. And yes, if that food pyramid that's been turned upside down and we're all looking at, and look right in the center of that top few layers, and you'll see the olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a healthy fat. And
right.
they're saying now, get rid of that non-fat milk. a healthy fat is good for you.
Yeah.
And it fills you up, too. Mm-hmm. So it actually works to minimize some of the other carbs and things that you're putting in your body, because you don't need as much.
So I understand that Robert Kennedy Jr. uses olive oil on his roadkill. Has that been confirmed at all?
sadly, I'm not on the East Coast.
you're not on the insider with our RFKJ, huh?
No, but I do like the healthy movement. Mm-hmm. I believe that we're reactive, or mm-hmm. have been reactive, like, oh gosh, I'm getting too fat. No, maybe I better react. And and instead of just living healthy, and I like the living healthy lifestyle.
Well, and again, I mean, it's great for your blood sugar, your cholesterol. It's an anti-inflammatory and all those types of things. So
that's correct. It's always been known for its heart healthy and cardiovascular system, but now it's really being noted for mental acuity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, well, my goodness. Commercial break.
Right.
Olive oil makes you healthier and smarter.
Well, again, plus it tastes good. I mean, it can take a little time to get used to if you're not tuned to it yet. But I love that burning sensation in the back of my throat when I have a good arbequina.
Oh yes, that's actually how your palate can tell how fresh that olive oil is and how good it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those crusty old Italians will hang out at the mill and go, "Oh, that's a three coffer," and go coughing and choking, and they like that. And it's rather true. You go to a Whole Foods or some grocery store and they're sampling olive oils, and you don't get the burn at the back of the throat, mm-hmm. then it might taste good and it might help enhance your food, but it may not be doing what you think it would be doing for your health.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, we were going back and forth with food pairings, and of course, balsamic vinegar, you know, goes hand in hand in a salad dressing. Absolutely. There's some benefits to having both, right?
That's correct. That's mm-hmm. correct. I haven't figured out how to plant vinegar trees yet, so I'm sticking with olives.
Well, I think you have to find some wine that's gone bad or something. I'm not.
Oh,
sure.
That's the secret.
Which we'll talk to Joel Peterson about that after the top of the hour. So again, I mean, talk a little bit about what are your secrets for producing a really high EVO, extra virgin olive oil?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Again, the earlier harvest is going to produce less, but a higher quality, or that's what we found anyway. Oh my goodness, there's like 40 big commercial growers here, and you get 40 growers in a room, and you're going to get 40 different opinions mm-hmm. on what's right and
right.
what's the proper way to do it. But we've just found that an earlier harvest and pulling the water off weeks before your harvest, mm-hmm. Again, it just makes a less watery fruit. Well, not this last year because we couldn't pull the rain off, but mm-hmm. We definitely don't irrigate.
Right.
So it's
pretty much dry farmed.
We will, in the heat of the summer, we will put water down. Now, we haven't yet. We haven't even started to irrigate mm-hmm. yet.
Oh, yeah.
But in order to get the fruit to grow, we'll I've been told that I don't do it properly by one of the best in the business, Paul Vosen, who headed up the UC Davis program. Mm-hmm. And he yelled at me for not giving the trees enough water, but we have pretty good product.
Well, you know, I think he should mind his own business.
I actually brought him out to consult, and boy, did I get a earful.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it really seems to me, from what I read, is that you really have to get, once you pick them, you got to really move. I mean, there's not a lot, you don't waste a whole lot of time.
That's correct. In fact, that's why we planted the way we did for machine harvesting, because you can get all the fruit off in a day into the mill, and you're milling within an hour of picking.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, they say, well, you should probably mill within 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do a little bit better by machine harvesting and getting it over to the mill with a milling appointment, and they're all set to go. And, you know, of course, things sometimes go wrong, but particularly in farming, but for the most part, yeah.
So you kind of grind it up. That's a milling process, right?
You pummel the devil out of it.
Really?
Yeah, with a hammer mill process.
Okay.
Yeah, and you use the
poor olives.
Yeah, use the meat, the pit, the skin, all of it gets pummeled down.
Okay.
And then goes into a malaxer process.
And what is that exactly?
It's kind of, I equate it with a bread machine where it just slowly relaxes the olives now. And you'll see in less than a half hour that the oil comes to the surface, and then it's ready for the...
So after you beat the hell out of it, then you let it relax.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And then you go through the last two processes. Oh my goodness, how could I forget? A vertical and horizontal... It's the last two processes before you finally just spin
the press it, right?
Yeah.
So from the time you harvest to the time it gets in the bottle, I mean, what kind of time frame is that?
Oh, it depends. Now, after we go from the mill, we take home the barrels and put them in stainless steel tanks. Mm-hmm. And then we go ahead and bottle on a supply and demand process, so where it's always going in the freshest container at pretty much steady room temperature of 62 degrees constant. That's what olives like, and that's where we put our heating and air conditioning, and then we go to bottle and stock the shelves, when we get low, we bottle some more.
All right, and so... we've got about 4 or 5 more minutes here, so let's take a little bit of time with this. So why is it important for consumers to choose their, you know, their EVO carefully? I mean, and what should they be looking for? Again, I mean, I'm not cracking on Costco here or anything, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that looks like it could be good, but it's probably mass produced, I'm guessing. And so what's the difference between, you know, how you're doing it, which is really a boutique method, versus the big guys when it's coming over on boats and doing all that kind of stuff?
Well, what Costco has on their shelves generally is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Costco, across their product line, I'm a big fan.
Okay, all right,
however,
well, good.
However, we're boutique. We tend to gravitate more to the educational process, mm-hmm, of what makes a good olive oil, because in the U.S., we consume about a quart of olive oil per person per year on, mm-hmm, the average. Those Europeans are 3 to 5 gallons,
mm-hmm,
and that's a lot more olive oil, and it's a lot healthier lifestyle. But they also have a stricter certification process in Europe. So when it doesn't make the shelves in Europe, what are they going to do with it?
Mm.
They're going to maybe heat it up, get rid of those bad properties, maybe lace a little bit of decent olive oil in there, maybe even mix it with other stuff,
mm-hmm,
and then put it on a boat and send it to us, because we don't have those standards. And
how come? Well, how come we don't have, you know, is the industry just too far behind at this point?
What
they're doing in Europe?
Yeah, we are. And we've got, there is a movement to have a standard in the U.S. that it can't be on the grocery store shelves unless it meets a certain taste panel and chemical analysis. We're not there yet. So all you have to do is have a fancy label with an olive tree on it and say you're extra virgin or extra light or extra extra or, mm-hmm, whatever.
Right.
And you're off to the races for now.
If you're just using some olive oil to, I don't know, fry something up, it doesn't have to be really expensive stuff, or does it make a difference really?
Well,
once you heat it up, does that make it lose its, you know, in a fry pan or something, does that make it lose its qualities?
So I'll give a shout out to a local farm, Olea Farm.
Okay.
And the former owners are French, and they disproved that by deep frying French fries.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So you don't heat up your food until it smokes, or your olive oil until it smokes, you know. Yes, coconut oil may have a higher smoke point. That's their, they think that's our Achilles heel. We don't. You drizzle, it's a finishing oil, mm-hmm, or pan fry. We use olive oil for, well, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Okay. Since the polyphenols are so important, I mean, does anybody put their polyphenol count on the bottles when they locally here? Or?
Well, it's not a static number.
Okay.
It will degrade over time depending on how you're storing your olive oil and what sort of canister it's in, or glass bottle if it's, mm-hmm, a dark glass versus the clear glass, but your palate can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're starting to cook up a supper that you want to make sure is extra special, take a little spoonful and taste the olive oil, and I don't know, see if you get that choking, that coughing at the back of the throat.
Yeah.
If you do, then your palate can determine that, my goodness, that's a good olive oil. It's still high in polyphenols.
Mm-hmm.
Crusty old Italians will call it a three coffer. But, but cough and choke, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So basically, though, I mean, it's similar to wine. It's a personal taste kind of thing, too. I mean, people should get out and taste the stuff. And again, I mean, I took somebody, they were horrified that we were going to taste olive oil without any thing to dip into it, as opposed to just with a spoon. And
yes,
I said, no, this is the way you got to do it. And
well, that's actually what your palate can determine how fresh your olive oil is. So yes, if you disguise it with a salty bread or something, it's not going to help much.
Well, you know, I think we went into break, folks. I saw something flash on the screen and we should be there. So I'm going to We're gonna come back in a few minutes and talk to Karen about playing with your food. So stand by.
Excellent.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. Sorry about that. We're having some technical stuff going on here, folks. So hopefully you can hear us. Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with Karen Talent, president of the Grows on 41. You can call in or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So, Karen, when you talk about playing with your food in your commercials, Is this kind of a repressed thing that happened from your childhood, or?
I never was allowed to play with my food. No, that's another way of saying get creative, because remember, we're the quart of olive oil per year per person here in the U.S., and we've got to improve that. We've got to do more, and so we do. We suggest even with,
Whoops, happen? No. Well, maybe I don't know.
Shutting me off, are you?
I don't know.
No, I'm just trying to see if you can hear.
Well, yes. Yeah, so sorry, folks.
I've
been
thrown out of nicer places.
Yeah, I know. So tell us about what you mean. I mean, what kind of things are you pairing your olive oils with? I mean, I know at one point I went up to Kyler Ridge and Greg was pouring it on ice cream, and it certainly made it taste. It was like almost like having fudge or caramel on your ice cream. So what causes that? Is it a chemical reaction between the olive oil and the food, or what? How does it work?
Yeah, I think it's just a complementary compound that just brings out the flavor. Mm-hmm. We, kale. I think there's a reason why they put kale in a blender. It's rather nasty and bitter. But we make a kale chip with our raspberry olive oil that is absolutely delicious. It's baked and, Brussels sprouts with praline olive oil is another
praline
thing.
Olive oil.
Yes.
That seems almost sacrilegious to me.
Well, not really. Actually, we make a kid-friendly French toast with the praline olive oil. You grill that toast with your normal recipe and then just make it into finger food. The praline olive oil tastes good just with a little bit of confectioner's sugar and kids love it.
Well, it's probably a lot better than maple syrup. All over it, right?
It's a lot healthier for you. Yeah. It's a lot less messy, and kids don't know they're eating healthy, so what the heck?
So, okay, and you have one of the things I was noticing about your website is, you know, folks, the Grows on 41 website, Karen's got all kinds of great recipes, I saw some I'm going to try here. The next time I'm cooking, because I see the healthy praline French toast on the board here.
Yeah, what else caught your eye? Is it?
Well, I like the garlic roasted sweet potatoes. Sounded pretty damn good.
Yes, and I'm not a big sweet potato fan, so anything you can do to perk those up works for me.
Right. So tell us a little bit about. I'm losing my spot here. And again, I mean, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about when I'm tasting wine. You know, that it helps to have some fat on your tongue, and the wine tastes better. And so, I mean, how do you feel wine and olive oil go together?
Well, we actually do. My daughter does a pairing over at Cass Winery, where we'll take the different olive oils and pair them up with the wines, just to see that complemented. It's I guess your palate just enjoys the freshness and the mix of flavors.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about, I know you're going to be participating in the Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival that's coming up, right?
May 9th, yes. May 9th. Downtown, yeah, Main Street. Yes, absolutely.
And tell us about what goes on with that whole thing.
Well, it's fun. We've moved it. You know, years ago, we used to complain because it'd be in August and it would be blistering heat and it would really challenge our olive oils. And it was moved, Norma moved it to Mother's Day weekend. Okay. So that's on that Saturday before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So families are together anyway. Come out and enjoy something that can be a family experience and try the different olive oils and listen to the different farmers. It's quite a learning experience. A lot of fun for families.
So where is it exactly? Is it in the park?
Yeah, downtown Paso.
So is it kind of like a farmer's market kind of thing where everybody sets up a table or a booth or whatever they're called and people can taste everything?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's rather large. We do fill up the park and it's quite an experience. There's, you know, other things in olive oil and, of course, the local vinegar folks are going to be there and... But it does give you a chance to really do a comparative analysis between the different olive oils and see what your palate enjoys the most.
Yeah. All right. So and is there a charge for that, or just you kind of roll around at the various different booths?
Well, we've tried to charge, but they won't let us.
Oh.
No. We are allowed to sell our olive oils there too. So when you taste something you like. You know, just pick it up and bring it home and use it, and let's see if we can catch up to those Europeans.
How many manufacturers of olive oil are there now in this area, North County?
So there's actually almost 100 commercial growers.
Really?
Of olive, now not all of them, you know, sell, but have tasting rooms, but in California, there's over 400 commercial growers.
Wow.
Yes, and we're not keeping up with the growing demand for a good, healthy product. Thanks for that pyramid being turned upside down and olive oils being close to the top now.
Well, it's good that people are thinking healthy, you know, again.
That's great.
So talk a little bit about, we've got about a minute left here, not even. Talk a little bit about your vacation rental at the Grows on 41 and how people could come and visit you and partake of your olive oil.
Oh, well, all you have to do is go to our website, thegrovesonforty1.com, and we're open by appointment or reservation, and come on down. We're on Airbnb, we're on VRBO, we're thegrovesonforty1.com.
All right. Well, I see the clock is at 12:59, and I'm not hearing any I hear it vaguely in the background. So, folks, we will be back on the other side of the break with Joel Peterson from the Wine Country Alliance. Karen, thanks for coming in.
Barry, thank you for the invitation.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Take care.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.